Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and I welcome you to the Unveil Christ to the World broadcast. We're heard on this station every day, Monday through Friday at the same time, and I thank you for joining me. And I just want to express my appreciation and gratefulness for the UCM partners and for all of you. Some of you maybe have never written, but you still listen regularly and faithfully to the broadcast. And I thank God for you, and I want you to know I do pray for you and remember you in my daily prayers. I just like to share a few verses of scripture, and then just I want the Lord in His mercy and graciousness to just minister to you. I just sense there's a need for the Spirit of God to touch your life. He knows everything that's gone on, and He just wants to touch you. And so let's hear what the Word says first with a few verses. Psalm 116 and 17 says, I will offer to Thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving, and will call upon the name of the Lord. Psalm 107 and 22 says, and let them sacrifice the sacrifices of thanksgiving, and declare His works with rejoicing. That Hebrew word Todah, T-O-W-D-A-H, is used for thanksgiving in the scriptures I just shared with you. And what that means is it's actually an extension of the hand, a confession of, or a sacrifice, if you will, of thanksgiving. And it's being conscious and aware of the provisions that we receive from the hand of God, and feeling and as well as expressing gratitude for all of His bountiful benefits. Don't we truly have so much to thank God for? Let's just join our hearts in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord, we come to You and we ask You to minister through this broadcast. I ask You to touch by the hand of Your anointing. Lord, even give a double portion blessing. I bind and rebuke every attack of Satan that would come against Your beloved. I rebuke sickness and disease and afflictions in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I humbly ask You to minister to each need of their heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. Release Your power in every situation. I ask this according to Your word and in the precious name of Jesus. For the Lord would say, my beloved, I have not forgotten you. I've seen the battles, the doubts, the fears, all those things which the enemy, Satan, the liar, would attack you with. Behold, this is a new day. I counsel you to cast off in the might of my power all those things which have come against you to tear you down. I give you my peace. I send forth the power of my anointing to refresh and to uplift you. I see you not as circumstances would seem to dictate, but through the work of Calvary. Hear my words and be blessed. Open your heart to me to receive new faith. You shall be able to see and to know the workings of the Lord in your behalf in new ways. And it shall not happen in a night or a day, but it shall come to pass if you will listen carefully to me and do that which is pleasing in my sight. I shall withhold no good blessing from you, but I shall lead you gently, patiently, with understanding and compassion, until your soul abounds in prosperity in the things of your God. Praise me, for I have many great things in store for you, says the Lord. You are a chosen vessel unto me. And understand, the work that I am doing in your life is not only to cause you to bear much fruit, but to develop you to your fullest capacity in the very unique and special way that I have made you. It is a source of exceedingly delight to me to see you grow and develop the potential and gifts that I've placed within you. I am with you in all the seasons of your life, not only in the vigor and stamina of youth, but also in the wisdom and experience that many years bring. The testings are to prune from you all that is not of faith, for whatsoever is not of faith is sin. My Holy Spirit is working in you to accomplish and to bring forth that perfection, to bring you into maturity, to conform you to the very image of Jesus. The fruit you bear, the love, the joy, the peace, those very fruit, those very manifestations are a powerful witness to those you come in contact with. For it is not only in doing, not only in your active works of service for me, but in your very being that I am glorified. Beloved, it is not so much in doing as in being that others will see the light of Jesus. Those who are spiritually hungry crave the food and drink that the world knows not of. So many are starving and are at the point of death. Lovest thou me? Feed my sheep. Feed the poor, and if your enemy hunger, give him to eat. As you seek me and my righteousness, generously and freely, giving to others according to their needs, and as my Spirit leads you, you yourself shall be satisfied with the hidden manna that I shall give to my overcomers. And beloved, I speak not just in terms of material things, but the things of your heart, your time, your compassion, your understanding. Those are indeed sacrifices that as you give to others in my name, I shall make a way for you. I shall multiply your time. I shall multiply the very things that you desire to see accomplished. I shall bring them to pass because you were willing to put me first and to minister to others in my name. I shall feed you, beloved, with my own hand and nourish you from my table, the table of the Lord. As the scriptures declare, I shall feed you with the finest of wheat and honey out of the rock. I spread before you a spiritual banquet, and as you feast on the good things of your God, so shall you experience a new dimension of faith that shall stir your heart with desire. And in the strength of that food, you shall be quickened and empowered to attempt new things and to enlarge your borders even into unfamiliar territory. But you shall not be timid, for as you follow my leading and as you are bold in faith, you shall know that my presence goes with you. And it is I working in you both to will and to do of my good pleasure, and you shall accomplish great exploits in my name. The blessing of obedience shall bring forth fulfillment of your soul's longing and deepest heart's desires, says the Lord. Praise God. You know, I'm so grateful for the Lord. I'm so thankful for the things that I appreciate so much, and also that are uppermost on His heart, and that is relationships. And by that I mean not only our relationship with the Lord, but our relationships one with another. You know, so often in this busy, fast-paced world in which we live, the importance of relationship is often crowded out by responsibilities and work and pressures and all the commitments that fill our lives. But I just want to express my appreciation to God for all of His bountiful benefits, and also for the blessing of friendship and relationship that UCM Partners and I enjoy, and have enjoyed some for decades. And I want to encourage you to reflect on the relationships that God has given in your life. Some may be close and intimate, others perhaps at a distance. But you know what, beloved? All are gifts from His hand. At UCM, we just consider the radio family, our UCM partners, as part of our spiritual family. We're so grateful for your prayers and the love and the friendship in Christ that we share. Do you know what? In a highly acclaimed research on stress syndrome, Hans Seil says that the greatest reducer of physical and emotional stress is not power, success, security, pleasure, or even love. Stress is best reduced when we feel grateful. Praise God. And so, beloved, I want to express my appreciation and gratefulness to you, and am thankful for the Lord that He's moving in your lives, and He's going to bring you into greater and greater dimensions of the fulfillment and realization of His promises in your lives. It's been a joy to minister to you today, and I invite you to tune in next time. If at any time you miss a broadcast, you can go to our website, unveilchrist.org. Click there on the broadcast and listen anytime at your convenience. As always, I invite you, if you have prayer needs, to write and share those needs. The announcer will give our contact information. And until next time, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.